making short term goals. When the weather froze, yes, put away the leathers and put ice on the gold. Chilly with enough bell money to free a big willy. High stakes, I got more at stake than feeling.
Good morning, podcast audience. This is your podcaster, Ken Hodge, with a podcast today. I want to talk about the 3189, and I want to cross-reference that topic with overtime. Now, let me tell you why I want to show the contrast between these two postal situations. There are a lot of people, and I mean a lot of people, who believe that on a 3189, you lose seniority, you lose your senior position while you're on a 3189 change of schedule. And I'm sorry, a 3189 is a request to change your schedule. Now, what I want to do is I want to read something to you pertaining to the 3189, and that is a 3189 request for temporary schedule change. The intent of submitting a PS Form 3189, which requests an earlier leave time, is to obtain approval for the employee to leave at that earlier time. Consequently, it is inappropriate for management to approve such a form and then require the employee to work post-tour overtime in other than an emergency situation. When a Form 3189 requesting an earlier leaving time is approved, the requesting employee will be passed over for any overtime work on the day as being unavailable. Thus, no grievance may be filed if employee with an approved Form 3189 are passed over. Likewise, no grievance will be filed on behalf, on behalf of employees required to work overtime as a result of passing over an employee with an approved Form 3189. Now, I really don't know where this originated, and I'm stepping on a limb right now, because if someone could show me a document contrary to what it is I'm about to tell you, I promise you on this same show, I'll come back and apologize word for word. When we talk about a 3189, the contract, the F-21 ham time and attendance, they make no reference of anything pertaining to a 3189 other than what, Ken? You forfeit your right to work overtime, and if you're passed over...
Tell them what happened, Ken, if you passed over.
The person who is selected to work cannot file a grievance because your 3189 allows the Postal Service to pass you over. That's it. Now, let me tell you what's out there, and please respond to me. And if I'm wrong, I'm sure I don't have to ask you. You'll let me know. 3189s does absolutely nothing to an employee's status when they're at work. Absolutely nothing. Some people believe that during the period of time that the change is in effect, you know, which is probably going to be before your regular start time, you are a junior or June bug, as we like to say in the craft. That's not correct. That's something that somebody said, and then somebody else repeated it, but there are no documents to support that. And a lot of people think that if you're on a 3189, that you now have a bigger advantage to overtime. Well, let me say this to you. If your 3189, listen to me carefully, please. If your 3189 does not change or alter your non-scheduled days, then your 3189 is not applicable during those periods, so you should not be passed over for non-scheduled day overtime. Does that make sense? Again, if your 3189 does not change or alter your bid non-scheduled days, then you are in the exact rotation for non-scheduled day overtime as everyone else on the overtime desire list. Your 3189, to the best of my knowledge, does not alter your seniority for the period in which you were on a 3189. People think that you get an unfair advantage of overtime, but remember, even if you change your non-scheduled days, that means you have two other non-scheduled days that you're not, if the change affects your non-scheduled day, that you have two other non-scheduled days. Now, those days, since they were altered by the 3189, now will not allow you to be in the normal overtime rotation. Did you hear what I'm saying? The days that your 3189 altered, those are the days in which you cannot expect to be in the normal overtime rotation. It is not contractual. Now, let me tell you why I want to contrast the 3189 to overtime. And just one section of Article 8 I want to talk about. As per our current contract, an employee required to work on their non-scheduled day has no entitlement to their particular job, their duty assignment. In fact, in the KIM I'm reading verbatim, a question was asked, is an employee entitled to work their duty assignment when called in to work on their non-scheduled day? The answer is no. There is no entitlement of an employee to work their duty assignment on a day in which is not one of their five regular work days specified for that particular duty assignment, unless currently existing language in the local memorandum of understanding provides otherwise. And let me tell you now, I've checked and there is no clarification on that. So we have to take this at face value. Now, we talk about not having entitlements. And honestly, I'm not trying to get elementary, but when we look at the definition of entitlements, the fact of having a right to something, entitlement, the amount to which a person has a right, entitlement, the belief that one is inherently deserving of privileges or special treatment. So what I'm simply saying is, if you give up that right on your non-scheduled day, and it is very clearly stated in our contract, why would people intermingle that language with a 3189 and then come up with, while you're on a 3189, you also have no entitlements? And nowhere will you find in a contract, a postal manual, which states that. Again, I'm saying that's something somebody told somebody, and that somebody told somebody else, and we began to think it's real. Now, here's my challenge to my podcast audience. Other than telling me what you do in your office, if somebody could help straighten me out by providing me references, let's read it. Let's understand it. On a 3189 versus non-scheduled day overtime. Again, I say a 3189 changes your schedule, and that's all it does. I'm sorry. A 3189 changes your schedule, and it removes management from the obligation of keeping you in the overtime rotation. Period. That's all the manual states. That's all it does. Overtime on your non-scheduled day, as per our KIM, you have no entitlements to your duty assignment. And let me just stretch that out a little more. When they say you have no entitlements to your duty assignment, you initially have that entitlement because of your seniority. We pick jobs by seniority. So when you're not on your non-scheduled day, you have that seniority. But on your non-scheduled day, if you're working, if you have to give that up, come on, that only means one thing. That means when you're picking jobs on your non-scheduled day, you should be the last person who selects a job. Period, cut and dry. That's not hard to understand. What the issue is some believe that on a 3189, you lose entitlements also. And I challenge anyone to show me that, because I'm here to tell you that does not exist. And if that's how we think, we might want to alter our thought process. I'm going to close this morning's podcast with a research tip on how to assist members in better and a faster method to research documents. Now, first of all, let me say I don't profess to be some computer whiz, but this is a method that I used when I taught as an Army instructor. And here we go. Go to your desktop and create a folder and call it Union Manuals, Union Documents, whatever you want to call it. Then what I want you to do is you download all in PDF form your National Agreement, the KIM, the ELM, F-21, Safety Manuals. You can download every manual or publication that you think you're going to need on this research journey that you're going to embark on in the Union. Once you have all those folders, once you have all those PDFs downloaded and put into the folder that you called Union Documents, go to the folder, open it up, click on any PDF document in that folder. And what's going to happen is this. Then I want you to go to the top of the page and click Advanced Search. Come down, scroll down halfway through the page, and you're going to see Search All Documents In. Click on it, name the folder. Now, let me explain to you what you just did. You put all the multiple documents into a folder, and now you're going to do what we call an advanced search. So this is how simple this process can be. Now, if the member has an issue or a question pertaining to overtime, change of schedules, or whatever, all you need to do is in your search bar or under keyword phrases, type in what the issue is, hit search. And just that simple, every manual, every PDF document you have in that folder, your computer is going to search through it and give you multiple references that pertain to the question that you asked. Now, is that not handy? Is that not efficient? So when a member walks into a union office and asks a question, or you study at home and you want to ask yourself a question, you type in the question, type in keyword phrase, and it's going to give you, you'll see a blue line come across the top of your screen. That means it's searching all the documents. But once it stops, it's going to give you multiple references in multiple documents. Hey, that's our training tip for today. And again, shout out to the young steward in Columbus, Ohio. He and I were talking, and he mentioned that, and it brought it back to me that that's a technique that we use in the Army and we use in college. And I think if stewards could develop that, or members could just develop that technique, it will allow you to research more accurately and in half the amount of time. Hey, have a great day. Kenny Hodge, Postal Podcast.